Hey everyone, Dick Carter here, your friendly neighborhood idea fixer. Welcome back to Brainstorm Boost, where we squeeze out those brain-sparking nuggets of wisdom in just 5 minutes flat. Today's topic? Something we all grapple with navigating the digital jungle of social media while keeping our mental health intact. Ever scroll through Instagram and feel a wave of inadequacy wash over you? Or find yourself comparing your life to everyone else's highlight reel, leaving you feeling like you're falling short? Yeah, me too. Social media can be a double-edged sword. It connects us, informs us, and entertains us. But let's face it, it can also become a breeding ground for anxiety, FOMO, fear of missing out, and those pesky self-esteem wobbles. But guess what? You're not alone in this. And the good news is there are ways to hack the system and use social media without letting it hijack your mental well-being. Here's the deal: 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the digital world like a pro. First off, remember that real life is different from social media life. Those perfectly curated posts, often just snapshots of a carefully constructed reality. People tend to showcase their best moments, not their everyday struggles. So, resist the urge to compare behind-the-scenes chaos to someone else's stage perfection. Second, unfollow accounts that make you feel anything but good. Seriously. If scrolling through someone's feed leaves you feeling envious, inadequate, or just plain drained, hit that unfollow button without hesitation. You've got the power to curate your own digital experience, fill it with things that inspire you, uplift you, and bring a smile to your face. Third, take regular breaks from social media. Seriously, step away from the screen. Go for a walk, read a book, call a friend, or just enjoy some quiet time. Your mind and your mental health will thank you for it. You don't need to be constantly connected. Remember, real life is happening right now outside of those tiny screens. Fourth, focus on meaningful interactions. Instead of mindless scrolling, engage with content that genuinely interests you and connect with people who share your passions. Start conversations, ask questions, and build genuine relationships. Remember, social media should be about connecting, not just collecting followers. And finally, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, your accomplishments, no matter how small they seem. Shifting your focus from what you lack to what you have can make a world of difference in your overall well-being. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Friday afternoon, and you're feeling that familiar itch to scroll through social media, that endless loop of posts, likes, and comments. But instead, you decide to do something different. You put your phone down, open your window, and take a deep breath of fresh air. You pull out that book you've been meaning to read, or call a friend for a good old-fashioned chat. You spend the evening doing something you enjoy: cooking, painting, playing music, anything that nourishes your soul. The next morning, you wake up feeling refreshed and energized. You're more focused, more present, and more connected to the world around you. That's the power of choosing intentionality over impulsivity. You can reclaim your time, energy, and focus from the digital noise and invest it in things that truly matter: your well-being, your relationships, and your own personal growth. So, my friends, remember these key takeaways. Curate your feed, take breaks, connect meaningfully, practice gratitude, and choose intention over impulsivity. You've got this. Now go out there and make the most of your day, both online and offline. And if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little digital detox inspiration. Leave a review on whatever platform you're listening to us on. It really helps us spread the word. And remember, new episodes drop every single day. So subscribe, hit that notification bell, and join me tomorrow for another 5-minute brain boost. Until then, keep those ideas flowing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.